Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready to die? Apparently, Simeon, in our gospel reading today, is ready to die. Because he says to the Lord, as he picks up the child, the baby Jesus, in his arms, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." And as we'll see from the text, the departure that he's talking about is not his departure from the temple or from Jerusalem, but his departure from this life. He can depart in peace from this life. Now, why can he depart in peace? Has he written his will? Has he spoken to all of his children and grandchildren? Has he made everything right with those whom he needs to be reconciled with? Has he taken care of that last thing on his bucket list? Has he seen his children graduate from high school? Has he encountered that milestone in life that he always wanted to encounter? Why can he say, "Lord, you are letting your servant depart in peace"? Why can he depart from this life in peace now? Well, we'll see that it isn't because of anything that he has done that he can depart from this life. It isn't because he has done anything. It is because, as we'll see from our text, of what God has done for him. Of the promises that God has fulfilled and the salvation that he has seen in Jesus Christ, true God and true man, here before him. So let's look at our text to understand why Simeon can say this and who he is. First, in verse 25 of our gospel reading for today, we see, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." Now, when it says that he is waiting for the consolation of Israel, this means that he is waiting for the Messiah to come. The Messiah who has been promised from the beginning of the world after the fall of Adam and Eve into sin. That God has promised that someone is going to come and defeat Satan. And this promised one is Jesus Christ. He is awaiting the revealing of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, true God, to come and be the one who saves Israel. He is waiting for the consolation of Israel. And this is what God's people have been waiting for because of all God's promises, not only there at the beginning after the fall, but all throughout the Old Testament. He's waiting for this. But not only is he with everybody else who should be waiting for this, all the other Jews, not only should he and should they be waiting for this, but he has been given a special promise that he is waiting to see fulfilled. And that is, it says in our text later, "And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." You see, there are many others who have been promised the Messiah. In fact, all of God's people have been promised the Messiah in the Old Testament, but he has been given a special promise by the Holy Spirit that he is going to see with his own eyes the Messiah that God has promised. And so he's been waiting for this. He's going to see this before he dies, he's been told. And so finally, he is brought by the Spirit into the temple. And there he sees Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus in the temple. And somehow he knows, probably revealed to him again by the Holy Spirit, that this indeed is the Messiah, this one. Even though he looks like just an ordinary baby, just like any other baby who is brought into the temple for the same purpose. But he knows that this is the one that God has promised to him. And so he takes the baby up in his arms and says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." He has seen the one before his own eyes who is to bring salvation, who is to save the people. And this one comes to save, not by telling us to work harder and do better and do more good works, but this one comes to save because he is going to go to the cross after having lived a perfect, sinless life, a life that does not deserve death. But yet he will go to the cross and die looking like a criminal on that cross and suffer the punishment for all of our sins, all the wrongs that we have done, which deserve God's wrath and punishment. All of that punishment is laid on Jesus at the cross as he is separated from the Father and experiences hell there. When he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus suffers all this in our place for us. And this is how this little baby would bring salvation. And so Simeon can rejoice that here he holds in his own arms the one who is going to pay for the sins of the world. Not only the sins of the Jews, but the sins of the entire world. Of Gentiles like us, non-Jews. And so he can rejoice. And furthermore, he can depart in peace because he has seen the Lord's salvation. And God has fulfilled his word of promise to Simeon, that he himself is going to see with his own eyes the Christ who's going to accomplish this salvation for him and for the whole world. So he can say, "I can depart in peace." There's nothing else better than this. Nothing else in the world. No other milestone to pass. Nothing else I need to do that's better than this. Better than seeing the Lord's salvation. So he can depart from this life in peace. But what about you? We open by asking, are you ready to die? Like Simeon is. Can you also say with him, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace"? And we actually sing these words, the words of Simeon, every time we have communion, after we receive the Lord's Supper. That's why those words are on the wall back here, because they are the opening of that last canticle that we always sing in a communion service. "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." We're saying with Simeon, "Lord, you're letting us depart in peace." We're saying we're ready to die. And why can we say that we're ready to die? Because we have also seen the Lord's salvation. No, we haven't held the baby Jesus in our arms like Simeon did. And that would be wonderful to be able to do that. But we have heard the message of God's salvation. That this little baby grew up and lived the perfect life in our place that we could not live. That this little baby met the temptations of Satan and did not give in to them like we do. That this little baby went to the cross and suffered and died there for our salvation, to pay for our sins. We have heard that message. And what's more, what he won for us on the cross and by his perfect life has been delivered to us in the Lord's Supper. As we have not held the baby Jesus, but we've held the body and blood of Jesus on our tongues and in our hands, and say, we can depart in peace because we have seen the Lord's salvation. We have seen and held and touched with our lips the body and blood that were shed on the cross to pay for our sins. And so we know that should we leave today, this sanctuary, this church, and should we die very soon after we depart, sometime this week, we can say that we can depart in peace because we have seen the Lord's salvation. We know that our sins have been paid for, that we have received the body and blood of Jesus that covers all of our sins, that His forgiveness was delivered to us personally. What was won for us 2,000 years ago, far away in Palestine, was delivered to you here and now in the 21st century in Ossian, Indiana. And you receive God's salvation. And so you can say, Lord, I can depart in peace. And there's nothing else that I need to experience or have that's better than this. Because my Lord's gifts, my Lord's salvation is the best thing. I don't need to wait for someone's wedding that I really wanted to see. I don't need to wait for someone's graduation. I don't need to wait for that special trip I always wanted to take. That house, that car, whatever it might be. I have it all right here in Jesus, in His body and blood that delivers to me all the gifts of God, the riches of heaven that are far better than anything else on this earth. And so I can say, and you can say, after you have received the body and blood of Jesus, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace. I am ready to die. Every week we are preparing for that. We are preparing for death because we never know when the Lord will take us. He could take any of us at any moment. And we come again and again and want to receive His forgiveness, life, and salvation because we want to depart from this life in peace. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. To life everlasting. Amen.